In our series, we're talking about the 50 top superfoods, and I'm giving you a list of items you should put on your shopping list and look for when you're grocery shopping, because these superfoods are important in your diet. This information can be provided in further detail on skinnymiz.com, skinnymiz.com, one of my favorite resources for information on healthy foods. So we were talking about a number of items. We're going to go into bees, which are beans and lentils. I think a lot of people avoid beans for obvious reasons, but I tell you what, they are a great source of protein. And a lot of people looked at meats and chicken. They look at dairy as a source of protein. But, you know, due to the high fat and antibiotics in meat, it's wise to cut back on its consumption and look for alternative sources of protein. This is where beans and lentils come in. They are considered an incomplete protein because they don't contain all of the 9 amino acids our body needs, but they're still an excellent way to increase protein consumption without the unhealthy side effects of a lot of red meats. To get the most out of your bean or lentils, you should combine them with grains such as brown rice, corn, or wheat. Combining them with those items helps to complete the protein, which are a high substitute for your meat. However, you do not need to combine them in the same meal to get the combination of amino acids. Consuming these foods in the same 24-hour period would be sufficient. 2, beans can lower cholesterol levels and may prevent cancer. Studies have shown that consuming as little as 1 cup of beans per day can lower cholesterol. Beans are high in soluble fiber, which can help reduce LDL cholesterol levels. Beans are also rich in phytochemicals that help prevent cell damage. 3, beans and lentils are versatile and can easily be added into your diet. While beans and lentils contain a load of health benefits, they also taste really super delicious. And due to the huge option of varieties that are available in the market today, you can take your pick as to which ones you would like to add to your diet. While most beans hold the same benefits, different types of beans may contain more or less of certain benefits. Eat a variety of legumes to reap the maximum benefits and health rewards. Beets, either you love them or you hate them. I love them. I pickle them myself. I make them in soups. I love borscht with it. I made a big pot of borscht the other day. Beets are so, so good for you. Beets are low-cal and nutritious. Emerging studies suggest that beet juice, also known as beetroot juice, is one of the richest dietary sources of antioxidants and nitrates that may improve blood pressure and blood flow throughout the body, including the brain, heart, muscles, and more. It's a new thing, but athletes now drink beet juice, which is just juiced beets, not the pickling solution in the beets. They drink beet juice to rehydrate their body. You can get instant rehydration from drinking beet juice. So when you work out, beet juice is a fantastic option. If your kids are playing out in the sun and they get dehydrated, beet juice is a fantastic option. Beets offer natural energy. Beets are quite energizing. They are high in carbohydrates, which means that they are a great instant energy source. And again, they're perfect after a workout. Beets can help fight cancer. Not only are beets low in calories and a great source of fiber and iron, they also may help boost immunity and guard against cancer. This is one superfood you cannot ignore. I absolutely love beets. And again, there's just so many ways to do them that you should consider. One important thing, though, beets, if you're looking organic, non-organic, this is one certain vegetable that you should make sure it's organic, because beets, the tops of the beets grow slightly above ground. If there's any pesticides being sprayed on this particular vegetable, they will leach into the fruit or the vegetable themselves. So make sure that if you're doing partial organic, non-organic, this is one item you want to make sure that it's organic. Bell peppers. Red, yellow, orange, green, it doesn't matter. They all pack a huge nutritional punch. Bake them, broil them, steam them, eat them raw. Any way you slice it, bell peppers taste great. And here's the health benefits. They're rich in antioxidants. Bell peppers are an excellent source of vitamin A and C, two antioxidants that help in the fight against free radicals. Foods that are high in antioxidants have been shown to reduce inflammation and prevent heart disease and arthritis. Antioxidants are so helpful in the fight against some cancers, cardiacs, and asthma. Two, bell peppers are rich in vitamins. Bell peppers are an excellent source of vitamin B, vitamin C, E and K, and to help keep your body functioning properly and looking beautiful, which we all want. In fact, it's one small bell pepper has more than three times the daily allowance of vitamin C. So skip the orange, you're going to skip it, and go right to the bell pepper. Choose red peppers for the highest concentration of all of these vitamins combined. Three, bell peppers are versatile enough to easily be added into your diet plan. Each color of bell peppers has its own unique sweet flavor and can easily be added into your everyday diet plan. Raw bell peppers are great when diced and added to your favorite salad or sliced and accompanied with your favorite dip. Saute or grill peppers to add some tang to your stir fries, or remove the seeds from one and fill it with brown rice and beans and bake it for a great meal option. These are some of the 50 top fantastic superfoods I hope you include in your diet. Tang to your stir fries, or remove the seeds from one and fill it with brown rice and beans and bake it for a great meal option. These are some of the 50 top fantastic superfoods I hope you include in your diet.